We'd like to welcome Jane Park to the interview room. Congratulations, first off, on your 2-under round today.
Thank you.
6-under for the tournament.
Thank you.
Can you just take us through your round a little bit today and kind of what the conditions were like out there?
The wind was not blowing at all today, which is very unusual for this golf course. And the greens are very, very dry and very hard, and they're very, very fast. And for the most part, the golf course is in great condition.
How different this year are the conditions kind of from past? We were talking a little bit about the lack of wind that
you've
experienced out there.
Yeah, usually we're all used to playing this golf course in about a 30-mile-an-hour wind, but today it was just so calm. And I do believe the greens are a lot firmer than last year as well, which is hard to believe because it's not even windy outside.
Any questions?
When you saw the scoring yesterday, sixes and fives and obviously fours, was that a little bit of a surprise given the conditions? Or did you think those kinds of scores were out there, as tough as the course was?
You know, the golf course is, I think the biggest defense is, you know, the narrow fairways and the rough. And if the wind is up, then it's definitely a very tough golf course. But being that there was no wind yesterday, I knew some good scores were out there.
Jane, good playing.
Thank you.
You obviously played yourself into this week's tournament with a good finish last week, but I mean, you said last week that you were feeling good and playing well.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about that. What's going right?
Last week I played at Industry Hills, which was about 15-20 minutes from my old residence of Rancho Cucamonga, and I had some friends out there to watch me, and it was just a great feeling being back in California, you know, in my hometown. And And that golf course, I've never really played it as a junior when I used to live in Rancho, but I've just heard so many great things about it, and, you know, Tiger practice is there and everything, and it just got a lot of good vibes from family and friends, and it was just a very good week overall.
And do you think you're going to be able to keep, you're going to have some people out this weekend, you think?
Yeah, definitely. I've got some old buddies from old golf courses down here coming out this weekend, and hopefully I'll get my little fan base going.
I think in checking your record, you had a great year a couple years ago, and I couldn't find any information on what happened in the ensuing couple of years. Can you talk about that?
In 2008, I did have a great year. 2009, I had quite a few injuries, and I couldn't play. I didn't play for about 3 or 4 months, and it was a back injury, and that really just, you know, knocked the wind out of my sails. And I just, it's tough to come back from a very severe injury like that, and I guess it's taken this long to kind of recover.
What caused the back injury? Was the back injury just from golf? A lot of golfers get back injuries, or
yeah,
something else.
A lot of, you know, a lot of golfers have you know, wrist injuries and back injuries. I think the back thing kind of runs in my family. My dad has a bad back, so and, you know, plus beating balls for a couple hours isn't really good for it either. So you know, doing some exercises to strengthen it up. So.
And you're good now. You feel no back pain?
I do. I feel very good right now. Yeah, I do.
Are you doing anything to kind of keep it good?
You know, foam rolling has really helped me, and just stretching in general and getting massages.
Sorry, what was that? Foam rolling?
Yeah.
What is foam rolling?
Foam rolling. Okay, it's like it's hard to describe. It's like this cylindrical. It's very tough. It's very hard, and you just kind of roll your back over it, and yeah, it kind of massages you, and it hurts a lot of the times, but it just gets all the bad stuff out, like just like getting a massage.